The Alaska Board of Game is considering a potential regulation change intended to clarify what hunters could do to legally dispatch a wounded animal. But their proposed regulation could also force well-meaning hunters to run afoul of the law in certain circumstances. A quick, clean kill shot may take a game animal down on the spot. But what if the animal is just wounded? Mortally wounded, perhaps, but with still enough life and energy to lead a hunter on a merry chase over a ridge or into a forest. Ethical hunters will pursue and dispatch the wounded game to end the animal's suffering and prevent waste of the meat. State of Alaska enforcement officials weren't very successful in two high-profile wounded game cases. One case involved an Alaska Department of Fish and Game assistant area management biologist who tried to enlist the aid of a spotter pilot to track down a wounded moose on the Kenai Peninsula last August. Another case involved three bow hunters who used an airboat to dispatch a wounded moose on Maud Lake near Palmer over a year ago. Electronic court records indicate that two of the hunters pled guilty to a misdemeanor of using a vehicle to harass wildlife, while prosecutors dropped other charges of using a vehicle to take or transport game. Current regulations dictate that a person who has wounded game shall make every reasonable effort to retrieve and salvage that game. In the recent Board of Game discussions, the focus has been on the word reasonable.
What is one reasonable person's standard is not another person's reasonable standard.
That's Lieutenant Paul Fussey of the Alaska Wildlife Troopers, liaison to the Board of Game, speaking during their recent meeting in Juneau.
So there's other instances that someone might use another vehicle for something else or to run an animal down.
Does reasonable include chasing a wounded and angry brown bear into the forest with a setting sun and rainfall that may wash away a blood trail? And what about hunting on the border of a closed area? Do you continue to chase game across the boundary or during the last hours of the season? Fussey's agency submitted a proposal to the Board of Game that amends the regulation for all hunts statewide. Troopers wanted to insert two words to make it reasonable and lawful. After Alaska Department of Law advisors weighed in, they added language referring to methods and means exceptions that are already in regulation for specific hunts or species. Board of Game Chairman Ted Spraker says that would still allow artificial light, a tracking dog on a leash, or other means to track and dispatch a wounded animal.
If you wound an animal, you can still, under this, use an aircraft to go spot the animal and find it if it gets away from you. And if the animal is dead, you can go get the animal. And that's what the big concern is, because there's no more of a hopeless feeling than wounding an animal and not being able to find it.
But the amendment of lawful adds a twist and a complication.
You take an aircraft and go look for it and you find it and it's still alive, you cannot go and dispatch the animal that day. You have to wait till 3 a.m. the following day. Okay, and that causes suffering, and that causes meat spoilage if the animal dies shortly after that.
And really, who wants to pack out 500 pounds of spoiled meat? Board member Nate Turner, a trapper and guide from Nenana, says he understands the need for clarity, but the amended regulation brings up a whole host of technical and practical issues that could open it up to abuse.
It's problematic, as if you have to retrieve wounded game in a closed area, which I just described, where you may have to trespass to retrieve a wounded animal. And these are ethical considerations. We don't want animals to suffer or be lost. Dispatching a wounded animal after the season closes, you shoot something in the last hours of the hunt and you lose it. And ethically, you should be out finding that animal. What if you find it and it's still alive and you shoot it because it's mortally wounded? You know it's dying and you're just dispatching it and you've broken the law.
Board member Stosh Hoffman, a guide from Bethel, also warned that the amended regulation could actually discourage diligent or responsible pursuit of wounded game.
And someone shoots an animal and they decide, once they see the word, you're dealing with the word lawful, this could attribute to more wounding, because then they're going to say, well, I guess I didn't hit the animal.
Board member Bob Mumford, a former wildlife trooper, says just because state prosecutors lost two cases on the issue doesn't mean the regulation needs to be tweaked.
I'm swaying myself now to just leave this alone. You know, I think we're getting wrapped around the axle trying to fix something that really hasn't clearly been broken for a long, long time.
Board Chairman Ted Spraker considered adding a provision allowing hunters to notify state authorities before chasing wounded game in ambiguous situations, but board members eventually postponed their vote on the amended measure until next month's meeting in Wasilla. That was largely to allow the public to review and comment on the proposal. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.